Okay, hello everyone. My name is Hamiro Pola, and today I'm going to talk to you about FF Glitch. First, just a little intro about me. I joined the FFmpeg project in around 2006, and I was an active contributor and a maintainer for about 5 years. Then I left the project in 2011. But I didn't stop doing video-related stuff, and I didn't stop working with open source. And in the past few years, I've been working on this project called FF Glitch. And today, I'm going to present it to you. So, FF Glitch is yet another FFmpeg fork, created mostly to make glitch art. And as most of you know, the hardest part in software engineering is coming up with names. So I just took FFmpeg and glitch art and mushed them together, and so it's called FF Glitch. The idea for making glitch art using FFmpeg goes about 20 years back. Sometimes when working with FFmpeg, I'd get glitches in the video output, and I would spend hours playing with those glitches. But those glitches were considered bugs, and we had to fix the bugs and get rid of the glitches, which I have always found very unfortunate. So FF Glitch was born as a project where those glitches are considered features and not bugs. So what do I mean by glitch art in the context of FF Glitch? Some examples like SD card corruption or scratch DVDs, DVB-T reception issues, streaming connectivity issues, and mostly data corruption in some way or another that creates some interesting visual artifacts. For example, this is a classic JPEG glitch from early digital cameras. It's one of the oldest digital glitches that I could find in my photo library. This is a picture I took with a Sony CyberShot all the way back in 2008. Or rather, these are two pictures that I took all the way back in 2008 with a Sony CyberShot. And thanks to file system corruption, the two pictures got merged together. The decoder still managed to give us something, even though there are errors when transitioning to and from the different pictures, but it generated something. It's an interesting artifact. Now, I'm going to show you another example of glitch art that was actually sent to me by Marvin Schultz, also known as ePirate, on FFmpeg and VLC. This is a JPEG 2000 GPU-based decoder glitch. It no longer reflects photographic reality like the previous example of the merged photos, and it's something more abstract and more beautiful in my point of view. And as a video nerd, I'm always thinking to myself,